Hey everybody, I recently got asked a really good question when I was doing a talk at Campbell University to the professional golf management class there, and I wanted to share it with you guys and also just elaborate on the answer a little bit too. And the question was, is it, I believe, if I'm going to paraphrase a little bit because I'm trying to remember exactly the question, but it was, is it bad to kind of bounce around in your career and not stay somewhere for a long time or to change jobs? And this is a common theme that I hear people say, because I think it's just something that people toss around as advice of like, don't, you know, it looks bad on a resume if you only spend 6 months or a year in a place and don't spend 2 or 3 years. And I think that there are people that are going to have that judgment, but not everybody does. I think that as long as you have a reason why that is, and that can be anything from, you know, going into it, I knew that I wanted to get 6 months at this place and 6 months at that place, and get as much different experiences as I could. If you explain that to somebody smart as a person that's hiring, they would probably understand that. If they're looking for somebody long term and you're going, I think that they would want to know, hey, I'm looking for somebody long term that wants to stay 2 or 3 years to, you know, build up their skills and help build something that we're building here. Whatever that is. And if you say, well, I'm actually only looking for a 6 month thing, then that's just not a fit culturally for what they're looking for position wise and what you're looking to get out of the position. So in that case, you would want to be transparent and not just say like, yeah, I would do that, and then know that you were only going to stay there for 6 months. I'm not saying that you would want to lie to somebody about that. But if it's just a pure judgment of somebody that like looks at it and goes, oh, I don't think you're serious because you stayed this place or that place for 6 months, I think that's just lazy, and I think that that's just a bad way to judge people. I think a lot of people would miss out on somebody good because of that. But I've also had conversations where people, head golf professionals at very prestigious places, are like, I don't care if you. I actually would recommend that people go winter, summer in different places, and then in 2 years they can rack up 4 brand name places on their resume, because that's all I really look at and that's all I care about. So that's something to consider too. In a lot of cases, it can actually help you to have more places. And it really just comes down to, so I know it's not really a good answer, but I think that I wanted to provide a little bit of guidance into ways that you can think about that. And one is just understand what you want to accomplish. I'd have a hard time telling anybody that if they made the wrong decision or got into a job and they realized that it wasn't a fit to stay for 3 years because some person's going to make some arbitrary, may or may not make the arbitrary decision that you left places too early. I don't think that that's giving up 3 years. That's worth giving up 3 years of your life for to do that, or to check that box for somebody again that may or may not even have that judgment of you. So that's number one. And number two, I would also look at like kind of what the position, whatever job you're looking for, and talk to people that either hire for those positions or have had those positions, and just understand what those career paths look like. And if somebody says, if you talk to, let's say, 10 directors of golf and you're looking to be an assistant professional at a prestigious place, and 5 of them say, it doesn't really matter, I actually prefer people that have a shorter term. And then 5 of them say, I won't even consider you unless you've had been at every place that you've been at for 3 years or more, then kind of take the people outside of the facility, or look at the people separately from the facilities, and think about, is that a person that I would want to work for? Like you can learn a lot, and you can get a feel from an interview, and just kind of put those into a couple of buckets of like, okay, here's the people I would want to work for. Here's kind of the responses that I got from each one of them. And it could be all 5 that said, I would only consider somebody that's been, you know, at a place for 2 or 3 years. And those are all the people that you're like, I would really want to work for that person because I connected with that person. That makes sense to me. Then I would consider at least putting yourself in the best position to get a job that you could stay in for 2 or 3 years, grow along the way. And again, if you make a mistake, then get out of there. But at the same time, if you don't necessarily go in it with the strategy of going somewhere short term. Now, on the flip side, if it's the other places, if it's the other person that you talk to, the other group of 5 that say the short term, and you're kind of like, I'm way more connected with this group of people, then start mapping your career to like, okay, how do I do 6 months here and 6 months there at different places and rack those up. you also may be in a position where that's not possible. So you have to kind of look at, you have to add that, like, okay, well, I can't, I'm married, I got kids, I can't just be necessarily picking up and leaving, moving every 6 months at this stage in my life. I've got to be, a little bit more stable. How do I do that? So, and that was personally kind of one of my limitations too, was like, okay, I think I can either stay, I've done all I can in kind of this immediate market, so how do I still grow? And that meant stepping outside of the operational side of things and doing this, but still then going into kind of the civilian sector. So like I saw that crossroads of like my options were kind of limited in that sense. I was gonna have to travel, I was gonna have to do whatever. So you just have to kind of, if you know those things going in, you're in better shape. So my point is, some people are gonna look at it shorter the better, some people are gonna look at it longer the better. But don't necessarily hold yourself to the standard of like you're gonna waste 3 years of your life in a terrible job when you could literally, take a personal assistant job to somebody that you admire for working for $7 an hour and probably learn more than you could in that position that you were in. So that's kind of my longer answer, but also to just kind of consider the people separate from the positions. Just because person A is the head golf professional at Pebble Beach or at Cypress or at Pine Valley or wherever it is that they're that person, you're like, I want to work at that facility. What that person expects from you is not necessarily indicative of the facility itself. Like you may just have bad luck that like what that person is looking for is not what you've been doing your entire career to set yourself up to work at that place. But you'd be much happier working for somebody that's more aligned, with what you're doing or whatever it is. So person separate from the facility, and just know that there's no real bad way to do it. But you also just kind of have to keep the context of what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to get as much experience and learn about as many different positions as you can? Are you trying to figure out where in the world you want to end up and live? Or, and you want to go to Europe and you want to go to South Africa and you want to go to New Zealand and you want to go to all these different places to experience those things, then I wouldn't, listen to anybody that says you should stay put for 3 years if your whole purpose of your 20s or 30s or 40s or 60s or 80s is to go out and see the world, then do that and figure out a way to do it the best you can within the context of your profession and still being able to move forward. So, a much more thorough answer. But as always, hope that helps, and I will talk to you soon.